Time is the most valuable resource that you have because what you do today with your time determines your future self. Some people have far less time than others, and some people don't even have any time to spend in this life. That is why it's the most valuable resource. So how are you using your time to elevate your leadership to keep advancing your career? I'm Philip Hilt, leadership coach. I help ambitious leaders who want to gain an elevated level of influence so they can have a positive impact on their team, drive business results, and keep advancing their career through the leadership ranks. Today, I want to share with you a little more insights of what I do as a leadership coach and why I do it. My goal is to help as many ambitious leaders as I can as they grow exponentially in order to advance their leadership career and have a bigger impact on the people they lead. I've spent over 15 years in leadership roles throughout my career. I've been able to place myself in positions where I can build high-performing, dynamic teams. As I promoted through the ranks of leadership, I ended up finding myself in a position as a senior manager where I led a team of over 200 people. The other thing that I achieved through my advancements through that senior manager position was a $25,000 salary increase. To me, this is a life-changing promotion, and it's what I help my clients earn as well. I've always specialized in empowering my team and leading into a growth mindset. One of the core roles a leader can take on to excel is to create other leaders. And that's what I've always prided myself on throughout my career. Instead of being the loudest person in the room or having all the answers, I always focused on my team, how I could help them grow and develop so they can tap into their skills and their unique abilities. In my leadership journey, I found myself coaching people that I worked with in my corporate job. I was able to help them grow their leadership mindset and sharpen their leadership skills so they could advance as well in their leadership journey. Not only have I found the ability within myself to advance and earn life-changing promotions, but I've also helped other people do the same. I've helped people in the past become leaders for the first time. I've helped leaders advance through the leadership ranks as they've earned more promotions that are life-changing. When I say life-changing promotions, I'm talking about adding another $15,000 to $25,000 on their salaries. Now, I want to be clear, I didn't get where I was without setbacks. There was plenty of obstacles on the way and plenty of mistakes that I made. I got passed up for promotions. I got denied for promotions throughout my career. But being invested in yourself and continuing to grow and develop and fine-tune your skills will ultimately lead to that career progression you're looking for. And ultimately, it led to multiple life-changing promotions for me. So how did I create this success for myself and how did I help others succeed as well? I'll start by saying that I am an introverted person, and early in my career, I didn't think introverts could be leaders. I was a great listener, but I wasn't always the best at speaking up. So the thing that changed for me is I learned that being introverted was actually my superpower, and it actually created a very strong leader that was heart-centered, and I had the ability to connect with people one-on-one on a deeper personal level to better understand where they're coming from, what their values are, and where they want to go in their future. I transitioned from being an advocate for everyone and driving my own personal development to helping others get there and sharing how they can gain the exponential personal and professional growth that I have achieved throughout my career as well. I realized I could take the things that made me a great leader. Leading with empathy, inclusion, and adaptability was something I could do to help leaders grow and advance themselves as well. It wasn't just helping me lead teams, it was helping me create better leaders. So that's what I do today. I help leaders who have a desire to excel in their roles. They are growth-minded leaders who want to achieve personal and professional growth so they can be the best leader they can for their people. As you rise through the ranks of leadership, things change. How you influence people, how you connect with people, and how you drive business results through your team changes greatly. Through that process, it's not uncommon to lose some confidence along the way or be unsure how to lead at a higher level. The biggest thing that changes for leaders as they promote throughout the leadership ranks is they shift from being the operator who does the task to now being a strategic leader who leads at a larger scope. I know that transition can be difficult because I've been through it myself. It's hard to let go of the past when you're such a good operator and you're crushing it in your past roles, but those things don't apply as you advance and get further up the leadership ranks. The tough thing about advancing your career as you get higher in the ranks is oftentimes there's actually less development support for leaders. There's only about 12% of organizations that currently have robust and successful leadership training and development for their leaders. This can be frustrating and discouraging as a leader who's moving up through the ranks. The fact is, personal and professional growth doesn't stop. At each level, you're still progressing and you're learning more. To stop that progression means you're going to struggle and have a hard time leading and producing results like you want to. Things in the modern world move fast. It's discouraging to see things advancing and moving forward, but you're feeling stuck and stagnant. When capable leaders aren't given enough opportunities and guidance to keep growing and advancing, the frustration and discouragement can ultimately lead to burnout. If you're not getting the support you need and you're not continually growing and elevating your leadership skills, you could quickly burn out. The cost of staying stagnant and not advancing in your career isn't just an impact on your career. It's a negative impact on your life as well. How you feel fulfilled and joy and purpose in your life is heavily tied to what you do as a leader. You're helping other people grow and develop. You're leading others along. You're having a positive impact. When those abilities are held back and not be able to grow and develop, it has a negative impact on your whole life. That's why continually growing and developing as a leader is so critical for you. There is no peak in leadership where you get to the point where you're just a master of everything to do with leaderships and you've excelled in every way. The leadership journey is all about continually growing and growing and growing as you go along. It never stops. Along with growth comes discomfort. So that's where a lot of people get hung up and imposter syndrome comes in and perfectionism can hold you back. And that's why it's so critical to get support in your journey. And that's where my leadership coaching comes in. How I lead other leaders and guide them to excel in their careers is driven by my personal values. I value connection and growth. Those are two of my core values. Connecting with other leaders and identifying where they're at in their journey and exactly how I can help them advance is not only exciting to me, but it's critical and important that I keep doing this to help leaders like you. I've talked about growth already. That is such a powerful core value for me. Times in my life where I've stayed stagnant or I've struggled with mental health is times in my life where I struggled to keep growing and I was not challenging myself to advance further. There's an obvious connection for me and most other leaders as well when it comes to excelling as a leader and having the most positive impact you can have. It's directly tied to how often we put ourselves in those uncomfortable situations that come along with personal growth. Personal growth is the key to excelling as a leader, which also means putting yourself in those positions where it's uncomfortable sometimes. The ambitious leaders I work with connect with me through one-on-one coaching sessions as we dive into your values and motivators and what your vision is for your future. We identify what you want to accomplish and then how you're going to get there. My coaching includes 360-degree feedback, which is absolutely critical to get a better understanding how you're perceived as a leader and how you're actually impacting the people in your organization. The greatest lesson I've learned throughout my career when it comes to my personal and professional development is that I'm the only person responsible for developing. I've talked to leaders in the past who mentioned that they're waiting for their leader to help them advance, or they're waiting for their organization to provide more training and guidance. Like I mentioned earlier, not many organizations do this very well. So please don't wait. It's critical that you understand and embrace the responsibility of advancing your own development and career forward. At times, it can feel like life is just rushing by. Time is just moving so fast in the modern world. So how do you position yourself as a leader to not only excel, but to avoid regret later on? The answer to this is to take the wheel of your development. You have to take charge and set a course to where you want to be. And it's critical to understand that, as I mentioned earlier, rising through the ranks is difficult. As a leader, you're going to need support. You're going to need a co-pilot to get you there. And that's why I do what I do. I want to make sure ambitious and capable leaders like you are getting to where they need to go to achieve their biggest goals and provide for themselves and their families. Not only do you develop as a person by working with me, but you create a vision for your legacy of your leadership. And then I help you take courageous action to get moving, to get there quickly. A coaching relationship is all about accountability. It's difficult to do these things yourself. I struggled myself in my leadership journey, and I utilized coaching to get where I am today. Everyone needs help with accountability to our goals and make sure things are moving forward and we're not losing any more time. Exponential growth and leadership development happens quicker than you think. With the support of a coach, I've accomplished exponential growth as a person and in my career very quickly. Clients I've worked with have gained exponential growth and advanced their careers in under 12 weeks. If you're ready to go all in and gain a higher level of influence so you can have a positive impact on your team, drive business results, and keep advancing your leadership career, the time is now, because everything you do with your time in the current state is what's creating your future self. It's time to create your leadership legacy and put in the actions to make sure you're making it a reality. The best thing you do is set up time with me so we can chat and see if it's a good fit and I can help you get where you want to go. I'll leave links in the description of how to contact me and set up time one-on-one to identify where you're at, where you want to be, and how we can make it happen quickly. I'm Philip Hilt, Leadership Coach. I hope to talk to you soon. Take care.